Juneau School District Superintendent Mark Miller is one of many administrators unhappy with the school size funding provision in Senate Bill 96.
That would force districts like ours, potentially, to have to shut down schools and bus the kids across town.
The Juneau Empire reported 7 out of the district's 10 traditional schools operated below 80% capacity in 2016. Miller's staff calculated what the change would mean in dollar terms.
It would be a significant hit to our budget over the long run, about $4 million.
That loss would occur over a 10-year period. Districts could be facing additional cuts. Senate Republicans said they will reduce public education funding by 5% in their budget proposal. Prior to the release of Senate Bill 96, Hughes pointed out in an interview that Alaska has the highest per-student expenditures in education, yet outcomes continue to disappoint. Her goal is to reduce administrative costs and boost outcomes at the same time. Miller doesn't think that comparing Alaska to other states makes a lot of sense in this context.
Is education in Alaska expensive? Yes. Education in Alaska is expensive. So are the hamburgers. Getting things here is expensive, and we are so spread out that there are lots of schools with 15 or 20 kids in them. Yeah, those are expensive to run.
Hughes' bill caters to rural areas by exempting schools that are further than 25 miles driving distance of another school from the 80% rule. Representative Harriet Drummond chairs the Education Committee in the House.
There are some good provisions in SB 96, but the, you know, the thing that I know that is bothering most people is the school size factor piece. And that needs to be addressed separately from all of these other education issues.
She's not opposed to changing the school funding formula, but thinks it will take much longer than the 2 weeks legislators have left before the end of session.
It needs to be addressed slowly and thoughtfully and not squeezed out of a legislature at the last minute. And I'm not going to push it out of my committee, that's for sure.
Drummond said she reached out to Senator Hughes to work on this issue during the interim. For now, the bill remains in the Senate Education Committee, where it has already had 7 hearings since its first reading on March 20th. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.